Syrian and Palestinian supporters have turned out in the Syrian capital, Damascus, to commemorate the 32nd anniversary of the International Al-Quds Day. They chanted slogans and hung banners denouncing Zionism and calling for the continuous struggle against Israel's attempt to deface Jerusalem Al-Quds, Islam's second holy city. The rally was attended by religious dignitaries and several officials from the Syria-based Palestinian Front for the Liberation of Palestine. FPLP leader Ahmed Jibril gave a speech in which he lambasted subservient Arab regimes and warned of the rampant Judaization of Al-Quds, Jerusalem.
The Arab rulers that I have spoken with supported the Palestinian cause in private, but they feared retaliation from their purveyor in the West, who threatened them if they took action.
This year's celebrations came amidst popular uprising calling for reform or regime change in the Middle East and North Africa. Arab regimes, long held to be an accommodating force to Israel and Western powers, seem to be crumbling down. And Israel's latest fresh attacks on Gaza are largely understood as a sign of its increasing helplessness and isolation in the region.
The Zionist entity is and will remain alien to the region. It managed to impose itself in the last six decades, and it is high time we delegitimized its existence. The Palestinians in the occupied territories have maintained resistance from inside. There is also growing mobilization from Muslims and Arabs around the world, and the international opinion is leaning towards us.
The Al-Quds Day is a yearly event taking place on the fourth Friday of the month of Ramadan. It was the idea of the late founder of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini. The commemoration spread worldwide in defiance of Israel's systematic annexation of Palestinian land. Today, the Al-Quds rally is celebrated in some 23 major world cities.
Organizers of the Al-Quds International Day say this year marks a turning point in the liberation of the Al-Aqsa Mosque from the ultimate destruction. They argue that Israel is increasingly isolated, particularly after it had lost two of its major allies in the Arab world. Kusai Kadri, Press TV, Damascus.